it's a very interesting question that you could have a congenital disorder of reading, because reading, after all, is a supreme cultural activity. It's something that hasn't been around for more than about, well, 5,000 years at the very most, and then of course, it's been around as a pretty universal skill only for about 100 years, if that. So it's really astonishing to think that the brain has something to do with it, because the brain, in terms of its long, long, long evolution, cannot have been built in order to read in the way we read. So reading is something that capitalizes on something else that the brain is very good at and has evolved over millions and millions of years. And this is speech and language. Because the text that we read is, of course, visible language, but it is language. And this was a very deep insight, I think, that came to people who thought about what is necessary in order to read. So at the very beginning, when I started to be interested in reading and reading difficulties, there was a very strong ideology that dyslexia didn't exist at all. It wasn't to be taken as a brain-based condition, but it was something that was completely artificial, that was perhaps a result of lack of interest, that was perhaps a result of bad teaching, or it was actually something that middle-class parents would like to invent for their children if they didn't succeed at school, because they couldn't possibly think that ordinary intelligent children couldn't learn to read and spell. Now, I thought, yes, very intelligent children may fail to learn to read and spell for some very, very specific reason, for the kind of reason that makes it also impossible for adults after brain damage to read and spell. Now, the question was, what was it? What should one be looking at? And I think the first idea that seemed very tempting, because after all, reading is a very visual activity, that one should think of it possibly as a visual disorder. It took, I think, Maggie Snowding, who came to me as my first PhD student and was extremely interested in understanding dyslexia, to really come to this insight with her work, with her experience and her experiments, that the problem is actually one of hearing rather than of seeing, and not hearing in general, but hearing and saying little speech sounds that map onto letters. So we have the code of sound to letter, which is so central for the alphabetic writing system, which is difficult to grasp for some people, and these are the dyslexics.